Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here. A fly now, pay later jet card is from a dad's love for his son. That is from an article in Forbes magazine that caught my attention, and I knew I had to speak to this father. For Thane Namy, the private jet charter brokerage he launched last year is the culmination of something different, a father's love for his family. And to talk with us about that is Thane Namy. Thane, thank you so much for joining us here in It's Your Community.
Oh, no problem. Happy to be here.
What a great article. And so I wanted to share with our listeners how this came to be. So you actually were in another business and then you ended up launching this jet charter brokerage. Give us the story. How did this come to be?
So I was, back in 2001, I started a telecommunications company. At that point we were just starting out, just a handful of employees. And over the course of 20 years, we built it up to 70 full-time employees and, 25,000 customers. But during that time, at one point in my life, I got married, met my wife, we got married, then we had children. And with our second child, Luke, we found out when he was about 4 years old that he had autism. And that was, 15 years into the tenure of the telecom company. And my wife was reading a lot of articles about airliners kicking people off flights when their children got unruly, and sometimes, they have, autistic kids, many of them have sensory issues and they get loud noises and things can set them off where, typically developing children, you can calm down. So anyway, she was really concerned about, she wanted to go on vacation. We want to take the kids to Florida. And she's like, I'm really worried about this. And I was too, because they're having a bad time and it scares other passengers and the airlines didn't fully understand it.
It's a legitimate concern as a parent for sure.
Yeah. So, So I started, the telecom company was doing fairly well and I started researching it. And I was like, oh, well, let's see how much these private jets cost. And, I was in aviation. I'm a private pilot, but nothing with jets, just small single engine planes. Owning a jet's very expensive. So that was out, even like the fractionals. And then I learned about these jet cards and it's where you basically buy a block of hours and, and you get a jet to yourself for your family. And it really worked well for, we took one or two nice vacations a year. And we used this jet card to get access to these private jets. And it worked really well, doing that. And, I could pull up right up to the jet. I'd get Luke, I'd carry him on the plane, get him settled. He didn't have to go through TSA or long parking or, for some autistic kids, some of that anxiety of just thinking about a trip is a lot, so it really made flying with Luke easier. And so fast forward, to a couple of years ago, we ended up selling the majority stake of the company to a private equity group. And it was a good transaction and everything. And I stayed on for a little while and they made some changes and, we kind of parted ways on, I'm still on the board, but parted ways on good terms. And I was like, well, what am I going to do now? And I love aviation and I saw how helpful it was for my son, the private jet travel. So when I started it, I said, well, I'm going to do a jet card that you can finance essentially over 24 months. It's still, fairly expensive, but it makes it reachable for that might otherwise not be reachable for some families to do that. And they want to take that one, nice vacation a year. They can do it with, themselves, their children, and maybe grandparents or whatever. And then they can, take the stress out of travel because your alternatives are roll the dice. Hopefully, your child is, doesn't have any kind of issues because they're so airlines and some of the staff are so you know, strict on this thing, on these things and travel. Or you can drive, which, you know, that's pretty, it's a long drive to Florida. So,
And you're limited of where you can drive. You know, you can drive within the United States, but like you said, driving across country to Florida, that's long. Those are long trips.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost as stressful as, you know, going through the whole airline process. So, so I told somebody about this, and a guy, kind of reports on the private jet world, and he was just, and he did this story, and then Forbes picked it up, and then now we're here, and it's, it's a nice feeling to be able to do that, offer that to people who want to do that. Cause I mean, I just, I tell people, or me and my wife will talk, you can't really appreciate having an autistic child. I mean, unless, only parents really truly understand it, or special needs kids. Cause it's just, it's just such a demand on you mentally, and, all the things you have to do, adjust your life for, you do it, you love your kids for, so of course you're going to do it, but you have to make adjustments, and it can be a challenge sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you're in that position, unless you're a parent with a child with special needs, you really, truly don't understand the dynamics, and I have friends and relatives with children on the spectrum and other disabilities, but I don't live their life every day. So I can only see it from my perspective, and that those are great points. And so Thane, how does it work for people listening who may want this JET card? How does it work? Walk us through it.
Sure. So the kind of the entry level one is the light, what we call a light JET card. And there's different classes. There's a light JET, medium JET, and heavy JET. And the light JET will carry six people comfortably. So the way that our financing program works is you put $9,500 down, you make 27 payments of $1,962 a month, and you get a block of 10 hours on the light JET. So again, that kind of is the entry level, and that's designed for somebody who wants to take, a Florida trip like once a year, like take a vacation, with the family, get exclusive use of the JET. And like I said, once they're set up with us, and the beauty of it is you get access to the hours right away. You don't have to make all the payments first or anything. It's financing. So you can set it up and plan your next two vacations this year, next year, or two in a year, however you want to do it. Mm-hmm. And they say, hey, I want to go to, Marco Island, Florida on this date. We require 1 week advance notice, and we'll set up a JET for them. And the out of Waterford, Oakland Airport here, they come to the airport. You get here about 10 minutes before you have to leave, 5-10 minutes. You don't need to get here an hour or half an hour or 2 hours. Most cases they can pull right up to the JET. You get off the JET, you walk onto the plane, the lineman puts your luggage on the plane, and usually within about 10 minutes, you're airborne. And that's it. Then you and same in reverse, you land. Usually, the airports in Florida are very busy. So, sometimes we can have the rental cars waiting right by the JET. Sometimes you just have to walk in a short walk into the terminal and that's essentially it. I mean, and then you go about your vacation. What most people who've experienced this, it's like, hey, most of the time your vacation starts once you step off the plane and you're in a cab or, on your way to your hotel room, right?
Yeah.
Here, your vacation feels like it starts when you pull up to the plane because it's really, there's really nothing to it. And you get the whole plane to yourself. So, if you're, and we'll let, if people with special needs, we'll let the pilots know and, that, hey, that, there's someone with autism. And so they're typically easy enough. They'll deal with that without issue, if they, and usually, as long as there's no safety issues, they don't really, you're allowed to kind of conduct yourself within reason, however you want on the JET, because it's your JET.
Mm-hmm. And so do you travel anywhere in the country? So if you go anywhere in the US or?
Yeah. So you can go, that's a great question. You can go anywhere in the US, Caribbean, Canada, and we'll do, and the JET card is includes those places. There's a small upcharge for the international locations, but you can also do Mexico and overseas, but those are just, we just handle those on an individual case basis. We don't really set those up under the JET card umbrella because of the because they're unique. But you can you know, and one of the nice things about like a trip to the Bahamas, it's, you know, a 3 hour straight, you know, flight in. You don't have any switchover in Florida or anything. So,
yeah, that is also a huge perk, is not to have a layover. And I've flown a couple of private jets for work related, and it's a completely different experience, I have to tell you, than going through the regular airport channels. I have to tell you, there's a huge perk. So Thane, for people listening today, how do they do this? Do you have a website, a phone number? If they're interested, what do they do?
Yeah, they can go to bcflight.com. That's B as in Bravo, C as in Charlie, bcflight.com. They can find out, there's a lot of information there. They can call in direct here at our, you know, to our office, and a flight specialist will work with them and answer questions. We have different programs. We have a 10-hour program, like I said, a 25-hour, a 50-hour program. So we have various programs, and we'll set them up. We're fairly easy to work with. You know, we're here and right here, right on the airport in Waterford. So they can, if they want to come out and meet with us and talk with us in person, we host clients here all the time.
So
or they can just call and do it over the phone.
Yeah, I love it. Great options. And it's an easy airport, the easy access airport in Waterford. Thane, how is your son traveling now? How did it work out for your son?
Right now we are probably going this year to try to do a commercial flight. If we think he can kind of handle navigating the TSA and all that. You know, obviously when the opportunity arises, we'll probably, if we can fly private, we would. Mm-hmm. But he's done really well. My wife's really just, she takes him everywhere, from his OT to occupational therapy, speech therapy, and all his therapies, and all the things, you know, that these special needs kids need. Mm-hmm. And he's developed well. So I'm thankful to God for that, how well he's done, and how much progress he's made. He's doing really well. We got him in a great school where, they have a 1-to-1 teacher to student ratio, and mm-hmm. that's been a real, real help too for him. So he's
great.
Doing well. He's doing really well.
That's great. So for people listening though, Thane, you can get the jet card, not because you have a child with special needs. Anybody can do this. You know, anybody who's interested in having this program can do that. People that just don't want to fly commercial.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what kind of got me involved in the whole private aviation, you know, thing. But yeah, you don't need to have a special needs child. Obviously, you can do the finance card. We have clients who buy the jet card outright. You know, and it's really kind of a nice, it's all inclusive. That, you know, all your fees are included, all your pilot fees, insurance, landing fees, no repositioning fees. Your per hour rate is, hey, you're going to use 3 hours of your jet card. You can use 3 hours of your jet card. So there's no really surprise fees. And yeah, I mean, we have business customers who use it, clients who use it, individuals. So we have, and we have the finance option and the outright buy option, you know, which is again, to kind of put that private aviation in reach of, you know, for businesses and individuals who'd like to do that, you know, whether that's the, you know, people who want to take one luxury of vacation a year, or people who need to travel private 6 or 7 times a year. One of the neat things is you can use it one way. So if you're a business customer, a business client of ours, and you know, the schedule for the airlines works well on the way in, on the way out, but not on the other side, you know, on the return or departure flight, you can even do it one way and you still get the same rate. So it's quite flexible.
So let me ask you this thing for people listening who you mentioned corporate clients, or so if companies want this for their company, for their employees, can they do that as well? And, or can people go in on this jet card together, maybe a group of friends, or how does that work?
So we definitely have, you know, corporate clients certainly can use either option. Individuals, we do have some limitations on what we can do there in terms of, you know, if there's like a 2 people who want to go in on that, we could do something like that. But more than that, it starts getting complicated. And, you know, so, but if they had 2 people wanted to be kind of on the contract, or, you know, or however they do it, you know, we're leasing the jet to an individual or 2 individuals, and whoever they bring as guests and whatever kind of arrangements they have on the back end is up to them. But generally we'll work with one or two individuals or a company per mm-hmm. jet card. So a jet card might, if it has two people on it, then either of those two people can authorize flights. And that's just what they'd have to be aware of if they're doing any arrangements. But yeah, sometimes it can be, there's benefit to having a group and, you know, using it for certain flights and things like that.
Yeah. I'm thinking of like companies that want it for their executive staff or, you know, that they have to travel out of state for business arrangements.
Yeah, you can do that for executive staff. One of the, you know, ideas we kind of float out there, people with, you know, who have large sales staff, you know, they can do like a private jet flight for the top four salespeople, things like that. So there's a lot of creative ways they can use it for business as well, beyond just for meetings and meetings with clients and important travel. You can also use it as kind of a reward and something different, you know, when you, for their business uses. But of course the standard business use, you know, whether they're visiting plants or important clients or, you know, whatever they have, but yeah, absolutely. That's one of the big uses is driven by business.
We're talking with Thane Amy here this morning on Itcher Community. He started a private jet charter brokerage. He launched in a culmination of something different, a father's love for his family, and it turned into a wonderful business. And, you know, Thane, what inspired you to go into aviation? Were you always interested in flight, even as a young kid?
Yeah. So when I was in my 20s, I was, you know, I was actually at a crossroads. I was doing flight training and I kind of made a decision. Do I want to go into commercial aviation or do I want to start a business? I was in telecommunications. At that point, I decided to go into telecommunications. And that's been very, you know, I've been very blessed and rewarded with that. That was turned out really well and built a company over 20 years and sold it to private equity. But I'd always had an interest in aviation. When I decided that, I was about five of 10 hours away from my commercial license and commercial pilot's license. And when I started the business, then a wife and then a family, the aviation, I was always interested in it, but it just kind of took a back seat. Then when I left, I had, like I said, I'm still a minority owner in the company, in the telecom company. And I, and I had a lot of non-compete, so I didn't really want to go into anything to technology related. So the other thing I really enjoyed was aviation. And after learning about private aviation and its benefits and some of the lack of service, you know, some of the experiences I had, I was, you know, you spend quite a bit on this and you want a nice, you know, you want a really nice experience. And it served our purposes with my son with special needs with Luke. And, but I just thought it could be a lot better. And really telecom is just a big service business. So with my background in aviation and getting the experience on the user side, I thought I could do a better, you know, provide a really good service and a better experience for customers, you know, for clients in the who were interested in private aviation. And that's how I kind of came up with it. So
Thane, for people listening, we're big on connecting, collaborating, communicating with people in the community. What advice would you have for people listening who, you know, are thinking about starting their own business? Do you have any advice for them? And how important is connecting and collaborating with other people to launch businesses?
Well, I think, connecting and collaborating, it's always useful. It's important. It's an important piece. But ultimately, when you start a business, you have to be very mentally strong. You know, everything's going to, you know, fall to you. I heard, you know, I was watching kind of Elon Musk on one of his podcasts or something. He made a good point. He said, you know, as CEO, you get all the hard problems. You get all the very, very difficult problems because because all the other problems can get solved by staff and managers and, you know, whoever you have with you, but you get the tough ones and you got to be able to figure those out. And I would say, don't think too much about it if you and do something you love and you have interest in, you know, mm-hmm. I hear people, you know, start businesses because it's, you know, it can be profitable, but you know, there's going to be days when, you know, you're going to have the rough days or the days when your months where the sales don't go great or whatever happens. And some of what pulls you through is that you have a genuine interest and passion for it. So, yeah. And I think those are the businesses I see that do well, where the person has, you know, some genuine interest beyond just making money, because that's great. I mean, that's what we, you know, part of starting a business is that's part of the motivation. But I would say you have to just kind of, you know, should be something you have a, you know, a passion for, and, you know, and don't be scared to go for it. But understand, you're, you know, in the beginning, you're on your own. It's, you know, there's, you know, the good and the bad, you get it all. So you get your report card every, you get your report card every month on how profitable or how much you're making or losing.
Yeah, that's so true. Running a business is a totally different beast. I know that, having been in my own business for the last 13 years. We're talking with Thane Amy here on It's Your Community. And Thane, do you still fly? Talk about passion. Do you still fly the jets at all? Or?
Oh, I don't fly. I didn't fly jets. I bought single engine aircraft.
Oh, which, okay.
The prop planes that are commonly referred. I did a couple of weeks ago. I did go flying, and it was great to get back in an airplane and fly around. So, as the business develops and I get a little more time, I want to kind of finish off my commercial license and get back into flying. But I won't be flying the jets. Those are complex aircraft, and you need the pilots who are flying regularly and, you know, are well-trained, because that's why we have such a good safety record here in the U.S. with, you know, all the pilots and all the training that's required. So
that's good to know. What else do you want to share with our listeners, Thane Amy, here on It's Your Community? What else do you want them to know about your company that I didn't ask you?
I think we covered most of it, but, you know, one of the other things is we really are customer focused and customer centric. You know, some of the things we learned along the way, you know, what people need is, you know, we used to get lunches and things, and you just didn't have that much room. So what we figured out on our two and a half, 3 hour trips is, so we kind of try to think of the things that would be convenient. So we give a free charcuterie tray, a meat and cheese tray for every flight that leaves out of Waterford here, a bottle of wine or liquor. There's pop and snacks and that kind of stuff on the plane. We take care of everything. If you need, you know, travel arrangements on the other end, we'll set up the, you know, a limousine or a, you know, a car to travel. If they want to use Uber or something like that, that's fine too. But we really, we provide a wellness kit. So we do a lot of little, you know, a lot of things that really kind of maximize the benefit of private travel. And we make it really easy for the clients. So
that's great to know. Give out your information one more time before we let you go.
Sure. Our website is bcflight.com. That's Bravo Charlie, bcflight.com. You can call us direct at 248-805-8500, and a flight specialist can help you. And we have a lot of information on the website, or again, call us, and we'd be happy to talk to anybody who's interested in learning more about private flight.
Thane, thank you so much for joining us here in It's Your Community.
All right, Vanessa, it was great talking to you.
Great talking to you too. Vanessa Denha-Garmo with Epiphany Communications Coaching and Consulting, host of It's Your Community. If you need questions or comments, show topics you want us to get to, you can reach me directly at epiphanycommunications.com. You can message me there or find me on any of my social media platforms. I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram, and you can private message me there, as well as on Facebook, Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook. As always, we remind you, our listeners, to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.